We don't mind waiting on the Lord, I tell you. And we just definitely have to realize that as we wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We will soar high on wings like an eagle, and we will run and not get weary. We will walk and not faint. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this TMC call. We thank you for those that have joined us this morning, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to call on your name, Lord, and realize that you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We thank you, O God, that this call is constantly going forth every Monday through Friday, Lord God. We thank you for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you that they said yes to the Master. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you have on the speaker this morning, Lord God, as the person pour to us, Lord God, what you have instilled within them. And I thank you, Father God, that we, your people, will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We ask you, Father, for a special anointing to not just hear, but listen to what the Spirit has to say, and that we will become doers of your word and not hearers only. We know, Father God, that you're walking through the surgery room with Minister Kai, Father God. We ask for a special blessing, Lord God, as she goes through this surgery. And Lord God, we know that your anointing is in the midst. We give your name praise and we give your name glory for all that you're doing. For our mother Eleanor, Lord God, who's asking for a special request with the doctor that she will attend, Lord God, concerning her spine. We know, God, that you are the anointed one. You are our great healer, Jehovah Rapha. And we thank you that it's done not by might, it's not by spirit, not by power, but it's by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I will now turn it over to our wonderful, wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, woman of God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning, and thank you for that powerful and anointed prayer. May God continue to bless you as we continue to wait on the Lord. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wait on the Lord Monday. And Minister Brenda gave us so many different scriptures that we can go and read where it says simply just to wait on the Lord. When we wait on the Lord and move ourselves out of his way and do not rely on our own timing, then God will show out mightily and he will show up. So God bless you and welcome. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning, and we thank you. Those of you who joined us in worship early this morning, remember that we get on the line at 40 after the hour here on the Master's Call, and we thank God for the two powerful, phenomenal, amazing women of God who started this call, the Master's Call, going on 9 years now, October the 25th of 2010, where lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So we thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their yes. We stand on Psalm 88, faith 13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Each and every single day we start this call off now in worship and in prayer, and then we go ahead and have a message, and we end this call in prayer. And also for 2019, our theme says, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. And the scripture reference that goes along with that is 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14. And so we thank God from Artist Life, because Artist Life is the thread that knitted us here together here on the Master's Call. And so if you don't have any clue what Artist Life is, if you have not experienced the phenomenal health and wellness products that are on this side of heaven, then get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more about with you about how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. And so immediately following this call today, we'll be headed over to the New Morning Motivational Call, and you just heard the voice of our speaker today. That will be none other than our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general here on the Master's Call, Minister Brenda Henry Tilbrell, will be bringing the message there. So if you want a double whammy today, a double portion of God's Word today, then join us by dialing 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294-617-POUND. Now, say that you have a praise report, or you have a prayer request, and you can't wait till Friday, and you need somebody to pray with you or to be in agreement with you immediately, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will respond to you. Also, don't forget to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. And at this time, I would just like to pause for a moment and bring to the line one of our co-founders. Just heard her voice, and we're praying for her because she actually went to celebrate the life of a loved one out there in Georgia over the weekend, and she says she just turned right back around and came back. So we pray the strength and the peace of God and comfort of God will saturate her, and she's none other than our Mother Eagle here on the Master's Call, none other than the victorious one, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, beautiful. Thank you so much for just doing all that you do. Truly, the anointing was in this place this morning as we climb a little higher during our time of worship and song. Thank you for leading us, and you do it with such an anointed spirit of excellence. And a big thanks to our Mississippi Queen who hopped in and was greeting each and every one of us and making us feel the hospitality from heaven as we came on the line for our songbird to double back and serve as our host today. Well, I love to always come on and introduce our first-time speakers when they are a part of our artist family. And I'm asking you all to put on your spiritual safety belts, but to really pray and encourage her, because she is absolutely no stranger to our TMC family or to our Artist Life family. Has been very active in so many different facets. And I know you're saying, now, who are you talking about? Well, I'm excited because she is one who, every time I see her, that smile is just from ear to ear, just full of the joy of the Lord. And I'm talking about none other than our minister and also President Rosalind Peters. I want to tell you all a little bit about her, because some of you all may hear her on the call all the time, both calls. We're so excited she's joined our team as part of the worship team that comes on before the call here on the Master's Call. But for years, she's been an active part of our Artist Life family. Minister Rosalind, again, is a president with Artist Life. She's been with our company for 10 years. She resides in Bowie, Maryland, along with her husband, who I absolutely love and adore, we call Sir John, for 35 years. Now, together, they've raised two boys and two girls to become, as she says, responsible adults. And she's a proud grandmother of 9 grandbabies. She considers herself a diligent student of life. Minister Rosalind has a very diverse background, holding an associate degree in music, and you can truly tell. And she is also a certified culinary artist. And that was something new I learned when I got this bio. She truly is an anointed and appointed woman of God. She's a spirit of truth as a worshiper. She was the one I had to drag out of the nest at one of our earlier conferences when our minister Tiffany was unable to come. And I looked around and she looked at me like, oh, I said, yes, yes, yes. And I mean, has done wonderful being a part of that ever since. As a true and a worshiper, praise and worship leader in her church. She loves to cook, to read, as she said, and to dance. Her favorite scripture from that great book of Philippians authored by Paul that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I want you all to pray for her, urge her on in the spirit, because I know we're going to be richly blessed. I introduce to some and present to others. Good morning, Minister Rosalind Peters. The floor is yours.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, beautiful, just in a way. You're ready to receive.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I just truly adore you and appreciate you for this opportunity and then for the platform of you and Dr. P.K. Roberts as founders of this call. I think this call is a very important call to our lives every morning. And I thank you again for this platform. I thank Tiffany for the praise and worship this morning. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I've been waiting on the Lord for this message this morning. And I just praise you guys for TMC. Call us for your prayers as you lift me up today as I bring your word from the Lord. Well, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I, as praying over the word or a topic for this message was putting God first. Putting God first, and the tag is the secret of successful life is to cast all your burdens upon the Lord and make him first in every area of your life. And I took that from Matthew 6:31-34. The NIV version says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and our Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each morning, each day, enough worry, enough trouble is of its own. So God specializes, our God specializes on how to bring good out of bitter things. Take, for example, in Exodus 15, verse 23, the Israelites, when they left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea and came to the river of Marah, they were upset and angry and complained to Moses because the water was too bitter to drink. They asked Moses why he brought them to this place and what shall we drink. But God is a God that transforms things instantly. And he told Moses to cast the tree into the waters. Immediately the water became sweet and they were able to drink. So I'm telling you today that whatever is bitter in your life, don't look at God and ask him why did he bring you to this place, because God is able to bring happiness. God is able to bring joy and blessings out of any situations. This morning, I want to focus your attention to verse 33 in the scripture. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Bible says, do not worry about what you're going to eat. Do not worry about what you're going to drink. Do not worry about what you're going to wear. Do not worry about things in your life,
But what the Lord wants you to do is seek his kingdom, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seeking God first is the first law of a successful life. It is keeping this law that determines everyone's success and well-being. Keeping this law determines your breakthrough. Keeping this law determines your blessings. Keeping this law determines your victory and affects everything regarding your life. The problem comes when we break this law. We break this law when we work late hours, chasing business deals, ignoring what is most important to our lives, God. We push God out of our day-to-day life, seeking wealth and fame. Everyone wants to be successful. We all strive for success. The main reason why we woke up this morning and go to work is because we want success. There are so many things that compete for our attention and devotions: our jobs, our kids, our spouses, our hobbies, the demands and distractions of life. And we have to be careful not to let them become more important or more of a priority than our relationship with God. The first of the Ten Commandments states, we have no other gods, we will have no other gods before him. That's in Exodus 20, verses 3. And Deuteronomy 5, 8, 9 says, you must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for other gods. Yet how many of the things that occupy our time, our money, our thoughts, and attention are taking the place where God is supposed to be? Anything can become a god to us, anything we worship or put an excessive amount of time into. Even our feelings can become a god if we allow them to control us. We need to ask ourselves, am I bowing down to God and his word or to our feelings? Another challenge we have to confront is living in a world full of humanism and people not wanting God and his truth to interfere with their lives and routines. It seems we have an epidemic of selfishness in our world today, and this creates all kinds of unhealthy situations. For example, when people refuse to honor God and follow his wisdom in their decision, it causes them to become bogged down with worry, resentment, and bitterness. Eventually, it shows up as sickness and disease in our bodies. And in our culture, this behavior causes a decline in our moral standards and attitude. But the good news is we don't have to settle for this way of living. In Christ, we can enjoy our lives abundantly. God will fail. People will fail in every area of their life because they are not putting God first. So let God be first in your life. The Bible says, seek God first in all the things you do, meaning that before any plans or wants in your life, let God be the first in everything. We all want to be successful. We all want happiness. We all want to have a happy marriage or see our children do well. But all these things can be successfully achieved by placing all of our trust and hope in God. The problem is that some people are afraid, and if they turn to God, people will talk about them and not want to be around them. One thing those people don't know is that most people don't want to be around them anyway. They just want to use you to get what they want and then get rid of you. What some people need to realize is that all through life, people are going to try to pull you down no matter what you do. They are going to try to make you believe that their way of doing things is the best way, because when they see you walking around with a smile on your face, as I can testify, They are not going to want you to be happy. But we have to realize that it does not matter what people have to say about you or about you. It only matters what God says about you. Because in your time of trouble, who is there? In your time of need, who is there? As in Psalm 7:1 says, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that prosecute me and deliver me. If we put God first in our lives, I'm telling you that there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. If you put God first in every area of your life, there will be no tongue that rises up against you that shall prosper in your life. Every tongue that gathers against you will be condemned because God is with you. When you are committed to God, he supplies all your needs. Therefore, you do not worry about anything or anybody. My question to you, TMC family, who or what are you going to seek? Because you will get the principle, because if you will get the principle of seeking God first, all these things will be added unto you. Seeking and putting God first is not easy. It's not the normal thing to do. Putting God first is a discipline. Society sometimes gets intrigued by God, but God we are seeking him. They are expecting God to do the work. We don't like disciplines. We don't want to be told no. We don't want to be told wait. We don't want to be told stop. Give it a chance, share, or change. The secret to a successful life is to cast all your burdens unto God and to live in hope and expectation that the Lord will accomplish all that is good in your life. A lot of awful things are happening in the world today right now because people have left God out of their lives. God doesn't dwell in marriages anymore. We've left God out of our churches, out of our school, out of our business, out of our relationship with each other. Let me say to you, God will never force himself into your life and make himself number one. That's your responsibility. You have the ability and capacity to make God first in your life. The responsibility lies on you and not on God. Because the Lord has redeemed you by sacrificing his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get me wrong. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be in good health. And God wants you to have the best in life because children of God always have the best of things. God wants you to be rich and blessed in his glory, blessed in his favor, because the promise of the Lord for your life is that you must be blessed and be a blessing to others. God wants us to be blessed. But one thing God requires from us is that we must put God first. People are miserable, confused, depressed because they are trying to solve their problems by themselves. They are trying to answer their own prayers by themselves, trying to find solutions to the things that only God can resolve. You cannot make yourself successful. The Bible says, unless the Lord build the house, those that build labor in vain. Except the Lord bless you, you cannot bless yourself. How can you be successful in tribulations when you don't even talk to God throughout the week? How can you have a successful week when God does not have a single day or minute of those 7 days in your life? Draw near to God, and the Bible says he will draw near to you. If you should put God first in your life, he will bless you, guide you, and lead you. He will be your shield and protection. So in closing, we have to learn to put God first in every area of our lives. It's time for us, children of God, to do the right thing. Instead of chasing after things of this world, we must put God first. Amen. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you so much, President, Minister, Worshiper Rosalind Peters, for that profound message and word this morning. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And as we wait on him, then we can expect him to download great things unto us. God bless you, woman of God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer and pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, O God. And we thank you for waking us up on this brand new Monday morning, Father, this day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say, have your way in us, O God. Let this day be about your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, and each and every single one of us in Jesus' name, Father. Father, I thank you for the word that went forth this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill Minister Rosalind Peters up with your virtue until she overflows. I pray that every single need that she stands in need of, God, we know that it is met in Jesus' name, Father. I pray right now that you would continue to elevate her to higher and higher places in you, that you would continue to bless and keep her family, that you would continue to favor her businesses in the name of Jesus, Father. And so, Father, we thank you for every person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call, and we pray for everyone who celebrates a birthday in the month of July. We thank you that you kept Dr. PK another year. We thank you for keeping Minister Wanda another year. And through this weekend, as they celebrate another year that you have allowed them to see, Father. And so we pray that their birthdays were a blessing and that you will continue to be their light, Father. And so we thank you for Minister Kai as she goes through surgery this morning. We speak that you are the master surgeon and that you will guide every single hand that touches her body right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that she will be whole and that recovery is already in the process, Father. I pray that you would just strengthen her mind, her body, and her spirit right now, that you would touch her family so that they will feel your comfort and your peace. Touch Christopher right now, Father, as he is by her side. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would give him strength and peace. And I speak right now that the apartment that he needs, Father, that you have already supplied it according to your riches and glory, Father. And so I thank you right now for every person that is on this line. I speak total and complete healing, total and complete deliverance, that every single need is met in the name of Jesus, God. And we'll be forever grateful to give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. And in these things I decree and declare, in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. And that is the replay. Also, you could go to www.themasterscall.net. Remember, we'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, where our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will be bringing the message this morning. And so write down this number and dial in once we hang up, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. So thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister President Worshiper Rosalind Peters, for that profound, proficient, and on-time word this morning. And it has been an honor and pleasure and privilege for me to serve each one of you this morning as your morning worshiper and as your host for this morning. I pray that you will go out and have a wonderful day. Remember to join us here at 40 after the hour on tomorrow morning, where our speaker today will bring us into the presence of God. And at this time, I ask that she would come to the line and close us out with our benediction. Minister Rosalind Peters, are you there?
Yes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen and amen. Go and have a blessed day.